The issue of paying and having access to players is causing a rift between the major senior leagues. People are looking for solutions. Barry Manuel was a player coach and manager with the Grand Falls Windsor Cataracts. He thinks Hockey NL should play a bigger role.
You need Hockey Newfoundland through senior council to take the bull by the horns and make the decisions that are best for the province overall.
Craig Tolk is the executive director for Hockey NL. He says they take applications from leagues to join their association. Once approved, each league is allowed to have its own governing body as long as it doesn't break Hockey NL's guidelines. Tolk says Hockey NL would have no control on the finances for each league and team under its umbrella, so it doesn't look at the pay or benefits that players could receive. Hockey NL is looking to improve senior hockey besides the East Coast, Central, and Western leagues that currently exist.
When it comes to senior hockey, there's so much adult hockey. There's so much adult hockey that's going on, Matt, that's not even under our umbrella, right? And this is another market that through Hockey Canada that we're trying to partner with is to have all of our adult hockey under our umbrella, so that way then we can build upon our senior structure where you may have senior B, senior C.
The future is uncertain for senior hockey, but Hockey NL says they have meetings with all the leagues and teams regularly and that the Herder is important to them and senior hockey. Jonathan Cavanaugh, the president and coach for the Conception Bay Blues, shares this belief.
I think the old days of, Herders where you saw, Port of Basque playing, maybe St. John's or Torbay or Flat Rock, or maybe sometime in our future right now, I think.
For Kicker News, I'm Matt Haggerty.